This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Newly elected National Assembly members take oath of office and secrecy today. All prohibited orders relating to COVID-19 removed in Valley, and UN says more than a million have already fled Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Newly elected 19 members of the National Assembly have taken oath of office and secrecy at a program organized at Singhadarbar based Federal Parliament Secretariat today. The newly elected members took the oath of office and secrecy before National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timil Sena. They are Jayanti Devi Rai, Sonam Gilzin Serpa, Gopal Kumar Basnet, Urmila Aryal, Mohammad Khalid, Goma Devi Timil Sena, Krishna Prasad Paudel, Kamala Panta, Bhuvan Bahadur Sunar, Suresh Kumar Ale Magar, Rajendra Lakshmi Gaire, Tul Prasad Biswakarma, Yuvraj Sharma, Durga Gurung, Nar Bahadur Bishta, Uday Bahadur Bohara, Madan Kumari Saha, Jagat Bahadur Parki and Narayan Datta Mishra. On the occasion, National Assembly Chair Timil Sena handed over an emblem of the Federal Parliament to the newly elected members. General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Dr. Bharatraj Gautam, on the behalf of the Secretariat, wished the newly elected National Assembly members for a successful tenure. Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security Krishna Kumar Shrestha has said that the historical site of Tanahosur has moved ahead with the pace of development. Speaking at a reception and honour program organised by the CPN Unified Socialist Vyas 11 at Deurali Dara today, he said that Tanahosur, which has been overshadowed despite its potential, has moved ahead with the pace of development. Member of the CPN Unified Socialist Shankar Narayan Shrestha said that the development of Tanahosur would not be possible unless the locals take the lead. For the first time in Nepal, an artificial heart valve has been placed in a human being. The Martir Gangalal National Heart Center has placed an artificial valve in the heart of an 80-year-old woman. Dr. Chandramani Adhikari, director of the center, informed that a new artificial valve has been put in place of the aortic valve of the heart after it became narrow. He informed that for the first time in Nepal, a successful valve transplantation of a woman has been done successfully using TAVI method. All sorts of prohibitory orders issued earlier in the Kathmandu Valley following the increase in COVID-19 have been lifted with a decreasing trend of virus of late. All three districts in the valley confirmed this on Friday. With these activities relating to politics, economy, society, education and other professions will resume full-fledged by following the health protocols. It is stated the order to remove the prohibitory order has been made by exercising rights given by the Local Administration Act 2028, the Infectious Disease Act 2020, the Smart Lockdown Procedure 2078 for Risk Control, Regulation and Prohibition of COVID-19, Recommendations of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Coordination Centre and the decisions taken by the Council of Ministers. The three district administration offices thank the people for helping the government in the prevention and control of the virus by abiding by the prohibitory orders. A youth died in a road accident at Tarabari road section of Damak 4 along East-West Highway. The deceased has been identified as Hamid Mia Ansari of Sunsari. The accident took place when a motorcycle heading towards east from a west collided with a truck parked near a Tarabari-based petrol pump on Friday night. According to Area Police Office Damak, the motorcycle was burnt in the incident. Further investigation into the case is underway. Five shops at a bazaar at Motihani Municipality 8 in Jaleswar have been burnt down in a fire today morning, destroying property worth approximately Rs. 15 million. Police said no human casualties are reported in the blaze. A short circuit is blamed for the fire. The district police office in Mohatari confirmed the destruction of the shops and property worth around Rs. 15 million in the blaze. Police said some of the destroyed shops belong to one Bhola Kumar Mohato of Motihani Municipality 7, who ran a grocery on the house of one Jagadish Prasad Gupta and Satudan Thakur, who ran a saloon on the same building. The fire was doused 2 hours later with the help of the police, armed police force and local people. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Russia has banned Facebook and now there are reports it has also blocked access to Twitter and YouTube. Russian attack on Europe's largest nuclear plant was reckless. The U.S. tells an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Russian forces seized the plant after some buildings were hit by shelling, which Ukraine says led to deaths and injuries. But Russia says there is no safety threat and insists it is untrue and the plant was fired open. International monitors say no radioactive material was released and the plant is safe. Some 1.2 million people have already fled Ukraine amid the Russian invasion, according to the latest figures from the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, with over half that number pouring into neighboring Poland. As of Thursday, 3rd of March, the latest date for which figures were available, some 650,000 fled to that country, while 150,000 had crossed into Hungary and the rest into other European nations. Neighbors Slovakia and Romania accounted for the next largest numbers of refugees. Many more are on the move both inside and outside the country, the UNHCR said. They are in need of protection and support. As the situation continues to unfold, an estimated 4 million people may flee Ukraine. Ukraine's total population before the invasion was about 44 million. Reports say the United States Senate has been invited to speak with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky via Zoom. Zelensky has been in touch with U.S. President Joe Biden, but this will be the first time the Senate as a whole will speak to the Ukrainian leader since Russia invaded more than a week ago. Last week, Ukraine's U.S. ambassador met members of the Senate and said her country urgently needed more supplies to fight Russia. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Newly elected National Assembly members take oath of office and secrecy today. All prohibitory orders relating to COVID-19 removed in Valley, and UN says more than a million have already fled Ukraine. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.